الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentions الأعمال الصالحة in the glorious Quran in various places. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك أصحاب الجنة. And those people who accept Iman and engage in al-a'mal as-saliha, engage in good deeds, carry out good deeds, ulaika ashabul jannah, they are the people of Jannah. Hum fiha khalidun, they will remain in Jannah forever and ever. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised those people who accept Iman and who carry out good deeds, الأعمال الصالحة. Allah has made a promise to them. Those who accept Iman and those who carry out good deeds, that He will make them the rulers in the earth. So if the Ummah as a whole was to remain steadfast on Iman and thereafter carry out good deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make them the rulers on this earth. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba-i Kiram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alihi majma'in, as a result of the company and the suhbah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ta'lim and his tarbiyah, remained steadfast on Iman, and as a whole They engaged in amal saliha. They carried out good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them the rulers on this earth. For many, many years. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّ. Indeed, those people who accept iman and who carry out good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create for them love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make space for them in the hearts of others. And Allah will make them beloved to other people. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Indeed, those people who accept iman and who carry out good deeds, لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. For them are gardens in paradise under which rivers will flow. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرِ. That is the big success. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned al-a'malu saliha. Good deeds. And good deeds mean pure deeds. Good deeds, pure deeds. In the glorious Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made many promises to those people who after accepting iman carry out good deeds. And if we very carefully study the ayat of the Quran, the verses of the Quran, and the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we come to this conclusion that every goodness in this world and every goodness in the hereafter depends upon iman and al-amalus saliha. Alhamdulillah, we are fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite mercy only has granted us iman right from birth without any effort on our part. And despite all our shortcomings, alhamdulillah, the iman is intact till today. And this is only due to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is only due to the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently and earnestly beseech Him that, O Allah, safeguard our iman until we breathe our last. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. O our Rabb, do not turn our hearts away from the straight path after You have guided us. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. And grant us rahma and mercy from Your court. Through this mercy safeguard our iman. O Allah, grant us all the tawfiq to do those things which will safeguard our iman, which will enhance our iman, which will strengthen our iman. And O Allah, safeguard from everything that may damage our iman, that may make our iman weak. So from the depth of the heart, one should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. If possible, after every salat, once. And those of us who are not familiar with the Arabic language, we should learn this dua. And first, we should beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Arabic language and thereafter learn the translation. And beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your own words. Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna fahyihi ala al-Islam. O Allah, those of us whom you keep alive. Those of us whom you keep alive. Fahyihi ala al-Islam. Keep them alive on al-a'malu saliha. Al-Islam means al-a'malu saliha. Those of us whom you keep alive, then for as long as you keep us alive on Islam, on submission, on al-amalu saliha. وَمَنْ تَوَفَّيْتَهُ مِنَّا And those of us whom you call towards you, فَتَوَفَّهُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ Those of us whom you give death, give us death on Iman. This is a very beautiful dua also that we have been taught to recite in Salatul Janazah. This portion is very, very necessary for every believer. That he besieges Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these two supplications. Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna fahyihi ala al-Islam. Wa man tawaffaytahu minna fatawaffahu ala al-Iman. So that his Iman remains intact until he breathes his last and he is able to carry out amal-e-saliha. There is another supplication of Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. Fatir as-samawati wal-ard. O the creator of the heavens and the earth. Anta waliyyi fi dunya wal-akhirah. You are my guardian in this world and also in the hereafter. Tawaffani musliman. Cause me to die as a Muslim. Cause me to die as a Muslim. That means when you take me from this world, take me with Iman and Amal-e-Saliha. Walhiqni bis-Salihin. And make me meet the Sulaha, the pious people, those who carried out good deeds in this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two responsibilities. Iman and Al-Amalu Saliha. One is to accept Iman and to keep that Iman safeguarded until we breathe our last and to carry out Al-Amalu Saliha. Carry out good Amal. Now the question is, what is Al-Amalu Saliha? Al-amalu saliha is plural. The singular is al-amalu salih. So what is a good amal? How can we define a good amal? A good amal is that amal which is carried out only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as taught by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are two conditions for a deed to become a good deed. Condition number one, it must have sincerity. And condition number two, it must be performed, it must be carried out according to the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If an amal is carried out according to the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100%, but it is void of ikhlas, It is void of sincerity. The intention is not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The intention is not to acquire Jannah in the hereafter. The intention is to please other people. The intention is fame. Or maybe the amal was carried out of fear. Then this amal will not be regarded as al-amalus salih. Despite the amal in the apparent being al-amalus salih. For example, let us take 2 rakat salat. From takbir-e-tahreema to salam. Everything was carried out with khushu, khuzu, according to the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had taught us to perform salam, salat with all its prerequisites and with all its faraid, all its wajibat, all its sunan, all its mustahabbat. Everything was taken into consideration. But the motive of that salat was not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The motive of that salat was to become popular in the eyes of the public. The motive of that salat was to become pious in the eyes of the public. To be recognized as a pious person, to be recognized as a saint, a saintly figure. This salat will have no value in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only will this salat not have any value, this salat will become a means of questioning and being punished in the hereafter. And there is another deed, again, let us take the same example of performing 2 rakat salat. It was carried out with total sincerity. 100% sincerity. But it was not carried out in accordance with the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sincerity is there. There is no other motive. Fame is not the motive. Being accepted by the community is not the motive. There is no fear, no pressure. Willingly he performed 2 rakat salat only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But out of ignorance, he did not perform his salah according to the way shown by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, he performed the salah without wudu. Although sincerity is there, this amal is not al-amalus salih. He performed his salah without facing the Qibla. Although sincerity is there, it's only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is not al-amalus salih. There are so many people throughout the world, in hundreds of thousands, who carry out many amal with 100% sincerity. But because it is not in accordance with the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, these very amal become innovations. And innovations fall in the category of kabair. There are so many things people do. But they are classed as bid'ah. Those very amal are classed as bid'ah, as innovations. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that kullu bid'atin dhalalah wa kullu dhalalatin finnar. Every bid'ah is going astray. So if a person engages in bid'ah, in innovation, then he has gone astray. Wa kullu dhalalatin finnar. And whenever a person goes astray, then this amal will take him into the fire of Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised all of us, each and every mu'min, each and every believer, each and every human, goodness in this world, goodness at the time of death, goodness in the grave, goodness on the day of Qiyamah, goodness at the time of reckoning, goodness on the Pul Sirat, and goodness after goodness in Jannah forever and ever. Upon two things. One is Iman and the other is Al-Amalus Saliha. Iman we are all familiar with. Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam asked our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mal Iman? What is Iman? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Imanu, what is the detail of Iman? What are the components of Iman? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Imanu an tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wa an tu'mina bil qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. Wa an tu'mina bil qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. And this we proclaim in Al-Imanul Mufassal. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala wal ba'thi ba'd al maut. So to believe in these seven things and thereafter to believe in all the branches that sprout from these seven fundamental beliefs without a shadow of doubt is Iman. And Al-Amalus Saliha or Al-Amalus Salih, good deed, good deeds or good deed. What is the definition of good deed? To carry out a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to do something, to say something only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in accordance with the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Amal-e Salih. So there are two conditions for Amal-e Salih. One is that it should not be void of sincerity. It should not be void of ikhlas. It should have ikhlas. Full of ikhlas. The more the ikhlas, the more the reward. The more the ikhlas, more the virtue and more the reward. And more the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, with ikhlas, that amal should be carried out according to the method shown by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it is fard, whether the amal is fard, whether the amal is wajib, whether the amal is sunnah, whether the amal is mustahab, whether the amal is nafl, optional, it should be carried out with sincerity and according to the method shown and taught by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, if we are to do this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us in this world by granting us peace and tranquility. Allah will grant us peace of mind and tranquility of the heart. Number one. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us at the time of death by granting us a departure with Iman. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us in the grave by transforming our grave into a garden from the gardens of paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us on the day of Qiyamah by making the reckoning easy for us and by granting us our book of deeds in our right hands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the pul sirat easy for us. And Allah will make it easy for us to cross the sirat without having to fall in the fire of Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us by granting us entry into Jannah forever and ever. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Indeed, those people who accept Iman and who carry out al-amalu saliha, who carry out good deeds, pure deeds, full of sincerity, according to the way shown by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lahum jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, for them are gardens of paradise under which rivers will flow, dhalikal fawzul kabir. That is the big success. Allah will grant us this big success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to carry out as many good deeds as possible, abstaining from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a good deed. So when abstaining from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no detailed method shown by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abstaining means abstaining. So we abstain from adultery, fornication, we abstain from consuming drugs, we abstain from consuming alcohol, we abstain from backbiting, we abstain from discarding salah, we abstain from hurting parents, we abstain from hurting any Muslim, any human, any animal. Abstain. So there is only one method of abstaining, that we abstain, we don't do it. But this will become amal-e-saleh only if the intention is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. There is an opportunity to consume alcohol and the heart desires, but you do not touch alcohol, you abstain from alcohol because somebody is watching you. Not because of Allah, because somebody is watching you. So to safeguard your honor, you are not consuming alcohol. This is not good deed. So when you carry out something according to the method shown by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with sincerity, that is good amal, good deed. And when you abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for fame, not out of fear, only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is also a good amal. So we make dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to carry out as many good amal as possible with complete sincerity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten our hearts with sincerity. And inshallah I will try to elaborate on this topic more in the gathering next week. But in order to bring ikhlas in our hearts, let us begin by doing a few things. Number one, let us begin by beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this very day. After every salat, make dua to Allah, that Allah enlighten my heart with ikhlas. Enlighten my heart with sincerity. Without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not be able to acquire sincerity. Oh Allah, grant me sincerity. Oh Allah, grant me sincerity. Oh Allah, grant me sincerity. And never lose hope. Never become hopeless. Despite carrying out all amal with the wrong motive for the past 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, don't give up. Carry on carrying out the good amal and continue beseeching Allah with this hope that one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant me ikhlas inshallah. So begin beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us a dua which cleanses a person from filthy intentions, from filth in their intentions, and which enlightens the heart with ikhlas. And if ikhlas already exists, then this dua will safeguard ikhlas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana alam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika wa ana alam. Wa astaghfiruka lima la alam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who recites this dua daily 3 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard his ikhlas if ikhlas already exists. And if ikhlas does not exist, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove riya, ostentation, from his heart. Allah will remove the filth of riya, filth of show from his heart. So this is number 2. And number 3, before beginning any amal, focus and contemplate for a while and convince yourself that I am doing this only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after carrying out the amal, again contemplate and assess your intention. And if you find any fault, any shortcoming in the intention, then make istighfar and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that amal and also to grant sincerity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مسيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة أنت ولينا في الدنيا والآخرة توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم ثبتنا على صراطك المستقيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم كل خير لكل مسلم ومسلمة اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين آمين.